And Jeff, who ran the agenda preparations, will chair this part of the meeting. So over to you, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So if everyone at the table could at least quiet down, everyone in the room. Okay. So this session is talking about the board GNSO meeting that's tomorrow. We actually got it at an earlier time so that hopefully we'll all be more awake the board session. So the last time we met in Singapore with the board, there was a little bit of criticism that we weren't adequately prepared for the meeting, just from sources to say that we didn't seem like we were very prepared for that meeting. So we got the topics that the board wanted to discuss in advance. Two of those topics happened to be variations of the topics that we had wanted to talk about. So I sent around a note to the list a couple days ago. There are six topics. The first topic is they want to know our view on the Jazz report. The second topic is what qualities do we think ought to be for seeking a new CEO? What are our criteria for openness, transparency in the hiring process, bearing in mind considerations of responsibility to candidates and community, privacy, board confidence, etc. Third topic is as we work to develop ethics guidelines, and this is the phrasing that the board used, and we had this as a topic as well. What are our top three concerns and proposals to address them? And then they put in a parenthetical, which is within the confines of the multi-stakeholder voluntary participation model. The fourth topic, and again, these are in no particular order, so we can kind of recommend a change in the order if we don't like this order. They want an update on the who is work and likely timeframes for any policy development. The fifth topic is an update on discussion to define consumer trust and what is within the scope for ICANN to improve. And this, I guess that relates to the discussion earlier on that Steve Del Bianco had led about the efforts that we're working on. And the last item is consequences of the new GTLD program on the GNSO organization. They didn't provide any more guidance on this, but my guess is that at a couple of the meetings in the past, we have talked about with them how the new GTLD process had a few mechanisms that were never really considered. Maybe some of them call them shortcuts, maybe some of them call them just things or issues that the board had addressed or given directly to the GNSO, and they didn't really fit within the existing frameworks that we had in place, certainly the timeline. So I guess this topic is to discuss that further. So with those six topics, let me first ask if everyone's in agreement with those. And second thing is if we want to kind of put them in some sort of priority. And then a third is to try to come up with leaders for those discussions from the council viewpoint. So Christina, then Jonathan.
Thanks, Jeff. I would actually suggest that for the topics that are updates, I think it would be helpful if perhaps we could come up with maybe a short one or two paragraph update that we could send to them ahead of the meeting so that we would limit discussion of the topic to really just answering a few specific questions that they have in the hopes, frankly, of spending less time on those topics and more time on the others.
So that would be the who is work and the consumer trust issues.
Correct.
Okay, I got Jonathan and Adrian.
Hi, Jeff. It's Jonathan. I guess I was just going to suggest that I'm not sure how much time we're going to have to give to all of these topics, so maybe we set them in a priority order first, grab them into a priority order, and deal with our input on them on a case-by-case basis that way around. I mean, it's just a point of process, perhaps.
Okay. And Adrian?
Thanks, Jeff. Adrian Kinderis. Jeff, did you cover any topics then, just in relation to our discussion this morning about the requirement around participants in working groups? It may make some good sense to have a quick chat with the board around, as far as industry-wide, not just GNSO-wide, does the board see this as an issue, and what are they doing to combat industry participation or to grow industry participation? No? What am I saying? You don't know what I'm saying? What are the board doing to assist in getting more participants within the industry, or do they see it as an issue? English is not my first language.
Okay, that's not currently one of the topics, but we could certainly recommend it.
Only if everybody agrees, yeah. But just on the back of what we were talking about this morning, I think it makes good sense.
Okay, so let's if anyone doesn't object, let's go through the... Marilyn?
Thank you, Steve. Marilyn Cade, yeah. Speaking as the chair of the BC, but not for the BC. There are six topics. I just note that two of them now have public forums, and one of those public forums was added in the last 36 hours as a specific public forum. So two of the topics, that is CEO succession and ethics and integrity, have their own public forum, and I certainly, as the chair of the BC, am not saying that the councillors and the council shouldn't talk about it. I just want to flag the fact that there are specific public forums on those two topics.
The first one was the CEO, and what was the second one?
The first one is the CEO succession. That public forum takes place on Monday. I should call it a session, maybe rather than public forum, but it is a public session. The second is ethics and integrity. So many comments were received in the review that Belize did from the leadership of the GNSO Council, the council, whoever inputted for the council, but the stakeholder group and constituency chairs were also polled, and so many comments were received calling for a discussion on ethics and integrity that was pulled out of the public forum and given its own designated public forum slot.
Okay, just as you, so you know, Marilyn, those two subjects were suggested by the board. So we'll certainly make reference to those public forum.
I just think everybody might not be aware.
Right. So they are there are sessions, separate sessions. Okay. Given that, why don't we engage in the exercise that Jonathan had recommended and put a priority on these? Now we have seven topics. So the seventh one, it was the one that Adrian had recommended on what is the board doing to increase participation industry-wide in all of the working groups and other participation areas. With that said, does anyone have a thoughts on, you know, one of the things on the council view on the JAS report, you know, the council's never really discussed it, so any discussion on that is really going to be, if any, it's going to be on what individual stakeholder groups or constituencies or maybe even just individual opinions. I don't know if anyone has anything to add to that. We did, just to remind you, though, and then I'll get Mary. We did in our motion, we had a reference when we sent the JAS report up to the board. We did reserve the right for the council to make comments on the JAS report if and when we chose to. We haven't so far chosen to, and we'll certainly tell the board that. But Marika?
I have a comment from John Berard, and he's saying, as a companion to the JAS discussion, should we not talk about cross-community working groups?
Okay. So I think when we get to that, we'll address it. Okay. So I think, are those... I'm looking up at the screen. Is that something different? Oh, those are the motions. Okay. Mary, did you have something you wanted to add?
Three things. First thing, there's a comment by John Berard in the Adobe meeting room. I think you didn't see that. And so Berard says, as a companion to the JAS discussion, shouldn't we talk about cross-community working groups? And then should I go on to my other 2 points? The second point was, with respect to the updates that the board requested, I was wondering, and maybe this is something that the ICANN staff can help us with, because my understanding is that the board does get updates from staff on work being done. So I'm just curious as to why they specifically want an update, say, on WHOIS studies. No idea? Okay. Well, that's interesting. Then the third point is to, if we're going to go through the topics, and Christina suggested this, that why don't we just go through the topics and have each of us raise our hands to sort of say, you know, does the majority of us feel that this particular topic is among the most important ones? That might be an easy way to either whittle them down or to prioritize them.
Okay, why don't we, that's a good suggestion. So let me go to the list here. Sorry, I just lost my list. Okay, so the first one is Council's view on the Jazz Report. Do people put that amongst the highest priority topics? I'm not seeing a hand, so that... Oh, Mary, okay. Anyone else?
Jeff, just to clarify, what sort of response you're looking for here? Is it a high or low? It's just like either yes or no. Is that what we're looking for?
I'm just looking for a yes or no. I'm just trying to get a fever for the flavor, for those Americans that remember that commercial. Adrian, yeah?
I'm just wondering, if no one's putting their hand up for it as a priority, can we then ask a question of whether it needs to be discussed? Or do you want to just leave that at the bottom? We've got some time.
I retract that,
because if it gets put to the very bottom and we're sitting there staring at them, we might as well be talking about something.
Right, and that was a board-requested topic. That wasn't ours, so maybe they want to talk about it.
I know it's a request.
Okay, so the next one we have is the qualities of a CEO. I know this was on our list, so I'm assuming that's a higher priority item. But let me go to Christina. Oh, that's a yes. So, yeah, let me see hands of those that think it's a high priority topic.
Brian, Jen.
Okay, it's a good number. Okay, good. The next one is the ethics concerns. I guess this is with the conflicts. This is one of our jointly suggested ones. These are all raising. Yeah, they're just saying yes. They agree. Oh.
Just pointing them out.
Oh, thank you. Okay, that seems like it's in the that's in the high one.
Trying to help.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, then we have the update on who is work. Oh, do you want to make a comment? Sorry.
I'm sorry, I just want to apologize that a few of us were occupied earlier, and the NC wants to add its voice behind the jazz priority item.
I'll put that in the middle. Yes. Okay, thank you. So we did the CEO ethics, jazz. Okay, the next one we have is update on who is. We started with... Well, Liz feels that's important. The only one that's going to really give an update would be Liz, right? So do you know why that's on the agenda? Or?
I was just saying to Mary, I don't really know why it's on the agenda, and it seems to focus on the studies particularly. But one thing it possibly could be is that the ESSEC just released SAC 51, which deals with the who is taxonomy, but also talks about a recommendation to develop a roadmap to consider I don't remember the exact language, but a replacement, you know, protocol to who is. So, and I think that we may see a board motion on that.
Okay, just to, for clarity, do you have these? Can you post that ESSEC report to the council list? Okay. Alan?
I have no insight as to why the board asked for that, but if I was the board, what I would be asking for is something in nice, plain language telling us when something's actually going to happen, not a long laundry list of the processes that are ongoing.
Okay, so does anybody put that in their higher priority category? It is an update, and Christina's suggestion earlier was that if there's updates, if we can, although we don't have much time for this, can provide a paragraph or two to the board to give them in advance and see if they have any questions. So we'll talk offline and see if that's something we can do. The next one is the discussion. Yes, sir. Oh, sorry, Jonathan.
Sorry, Jeff. Just a comment as we work through these. I mean, I think it's important to just be clear what we're doing here. We're saying, are these important for our joint discussion with the board tomorrow? It's not to suggest that who is studies, or for that matter, the topic we're about to discuss, consumer competition and choice, are not important issues. These are very important issues within the community as a whole. The question is, are they the best use of our time and interaction with the board tomorrow? And so I think it's just very important to put that filter over it, so we aren't seen to be saying that's not important, you know, who is studies or anything else.
I think that's a very good point, Jonathan, and a point that we'll make tomorrow to the board when we, you know, tell them about our shuffling of the order. So the one we're coming to actually is the consumer trust and what's within the scope of for ICANN to improve. And I guess this relates a little bit to the discussion we had earlier, although the topic is broader than just new GTLDs. It just says update on discussion to define consumer trust. Is anyone, I mean, I'm not really sure. Again, that's all we were given. We're kind of given this information through liaisons and not the board directly. So we were given this list and not much opportunity to ask questions as to what it really means. Does anyone view this one as a higher priority one? Okay. And then the next one is the consequences of the new GTLD program on the GNSO organization. So just as a reminder, this is on some of the things that we've kind of, some of the processes we've sort of made up as we went along, or the board made up as it went along, on topics that were given to the council or the community, specifically dealing with new GTLDs, like the vertical integration issue, like the intellectual property protections issue, things that were just made up processes at the time. Marilyn's got a comment on that. Maybe
actually,
my
I have
characterization.
A question, Jeff. Can I just be sure that that is what that question means? Because I have had a conversation both with Felice and with several board members about a totally it's the same topic, but it had a different interpretation.
Ah, okay.
So did this come from the board, or did this come from you?
This is my interpretation as I started this discussion. There was
okay.
One of the things we need to improve, definitely, is the communication between the council and the board. And so it's while it's easy to get emails from staff liaisons to the board, it's not very easy to get to communicate with the board itself as to what it meant.
So I'll explain what I raised with the board, and then perhaps you might want to go back and see what the interpretation actually is. What I raised with the board is what I call the changing landscape of the World Wide Web, driven by the vast expansion of new GTLDs, and what that is going to mean in changing the characteristics and origins of suppliers in the new GTLD registry business, as an example. So I would say, and we are taking this discussion up in the BC, that because there may be vast numbers of brand, there may be a number of brand holders who decide to operate a registry, that's going to change the supplier face. That was what I was talking about. That may not, I'm not telling you that that's what that question means. I'm just telling you, so you're aware of it, that I had raised that with Feliz, and I had also raised it with Crocker and a couple of other board members.
And that very well could be. So let's take, I'm going to trust Marilyn's interpretation more than my own, since I have not had further communication. But I will seek clarification on it. If it's a topic that Marilyn has raised, does that change anyone's mind as to the priority? Do people think that's a high priority item for the council to discuss with the board? Again, not seeing too many hands.
And so, Jeff, can I just follow up with that by saying, since, to my knowledge, at least we have not in the BC, to my knowledge, we have not had a discussion about this. In raising it, that would mean counselors on many of these topics would be speaking in their individual role, right, rather than for the council, since it hasn't even been discussed.
Well, I do know that the registries have discussed this topic, and I believe the registrars are in the process of discussing this topic. But you're right. As far as what people would be saying on the council, it would really be in their individual capacities on the subject. Okay, so I'm gonna still put this in the lower priority. Again, not saying it's not important. The last item is the item that was brought up by Adrian, and that was, what is the board doing to increase participation in the I'll just say all of ICANN processes, but obviously our concerns and our specific focuses in GNSO activities, and what's the board doing for outreach to increase that?
Yeah, and just to add, and do they see it as an issue as we do with respect to getting diversity within the working groups? So it'd be good to, number one, establish whether they see it's an issue, and if they do, how can we work together as a group to get it resolved?
Okay, so with that, do people find that as a... Let me ask Marilyn for her comments first.
Guys, I'm going to take us back to our opening discussion where I raised the question about participation in the GNSO is a constituency and stakeholder group issue. Participation in GTLD policy issues is a council issue. So I just, you know, my only question to you would be, when you talk about... what participation you're talking about, are you talking about participation in ICANN broadly, in ALAC, in the meetings, in policy council? Can you just try to be more specific about what it is you think the board, because we did, that has been raised with the board before, and we were told to focus on the public participation committee processes and work with the fellowship team and do other things to, within the constituencies, build participation. So can you just be clear about what part of that you're trying to address?
Just give you my own point of view, Marilyn. I think that the problem that what I understand of the question, what interests me in the question, is the overall problem that we have within ICANN, participation-wise and leading into volunteer burnout. I mean, it's the one recurring theme, I think, that's a danger to ICANN in general. So I actually would not probably narrow this down to any specific group. I think all groups probably suffer from some level of lack of participation. As you just mentioned, we had this discussion this morning centered on a specific topic, but I think it can be larger, and I think it's something that's of interest. I know the board's aware of it, because we all are, and I'm sure they suffer from it too, but if the question is asked in the spirit of constructive working together constructively to try and find a solution, that's probably the best way to do it.
Adrian, do you want to add to that? And then Jonathan?
Yeah, I think that all I was going to say is that stemming from our experience within the GNSO is that a industry-wide understanding that we're struggling to find participants, and we can point out what is happening within the GNSO and how limited we have participation within our working groups, and we acknowledge that it's a problem within the GNSO. However, we assume, therefore, it is potentially a greater issue. Does the board share that assumption? And if they do, how can we work together to resolve it?
Okay, I have Jonathan, and then Alan, and then Christina.
Suppose I'm thinking about the sort of desired outcomes of any of these kind of conversations. And with, for example, the CEO conversation, I think we might be... there are members of the board who are going to actively sit in and participate in the selection of the new CEO. In hearing and engaging with them directly and them hearing our views, we might be able to positively and constructively influence that process. I think raising with them the issue that it's an ongoing concern within the GNSO, the participation issue, that may well be helpful. But the question is, with all of these things, I guess we should be focusing on what might the board's takeaway be, and how might we influence them to behave differently in future? Or indeed just simply become aware of an issue that they may not be aware of. Thank you.
Thanks, Jonathan. Alan?
On the issue of participation, I would advocate not trying to narrow it down, as Stefan said. I think it is an issue that is, I don't think, we'll be well served by narrowing it down. To confirm what Adrian said, I sit with two feet in different camps. It's certainly a problem in at large as well. And I think the message is that I would like to see transferred to the board is this is still a problem. It's a major problem. The simple answers of go talk to global partnerships and the other things that have been said in the past are not effective. And I think we're approaching a crisis situation, and the board better recognize it. I'm not sure what the answer is, but it's a board level problem.
Okay, Christina?
I'm feeling particularly agreeable now. I completely agree with Adrian. I think Alan raises a very good point, and I think Jonathan's point captured a little differently. I do think the board really needs to understand that we are struggling, that it can and will likely have effects on the breadth and depth of support for policy recommendations that get to them. And frankly, I don't see why we can't ask them that they make this type of outreach to expand the volunteer base be part of the next strategic plan or something even more short term.
Thank you. Christine, oh, sorry, Zahid.
I just made the point earlier this morning about participation, outreach, and the fact that we were, you know, there was a 4-month strategy to do outreach for new GTLDs in different parts of the world, including developing countries. I just want to repeat that point. And I think it, we are now looking at January. And I can be, you know, in developing countries, the outreach hasn't been there. So apart from the fact that it impacts the new GTLD process and whether we're going to get applicants from those places because of lack of outreach, it also impacts the issue of participation as well.
Thanks, Zahid. And Jonathan?
Just a response, really, to Zahid's comment. I think if I understand it correctly, and anyone else chip in on this one, but my understanding of the outreach program has been to reach out primarily on the existence and the opportunity created by the new GTLD program. In other words, it's a kind of marketing of the new GTLD program. It perhaps mistakenly or otherwise, unless I've missed something, hasn't included in it a theme that really focuses on the public participation and model of ICANN and the opportunities that affords.
So with, I'm going to ask for this discussion to kind of be taken offline, just because we only have like 10 minutes left and we got a bunch of topics, and I want to make sure we have a leader assigned to each of these topics, and I'm sure it'll come up tomorrow during the board discussion anyway. So what I have is the three, I have, in no particular order, I have the CEO discussion, the discussion on ethics, and the participation as being the three highest, followed by the jazz discussion, and then consumer trust, what did I miss here, who is, and the consequences of the new GTLD program on the GNSO organization as kind of rounding out the bottom third. So with that said, can I get, and I had asked on the ethics discussion, I had previous, because Christina had was the first one to bring it up on the GNSO list, since that was one of the joint ones. I had asked Christina if she would take the lead on that discussion. Is that, anyone have an issue with that?
Can I?
Yep. Sure.
So just to clarify what you're getting yourself into, when we come to, when I come to introduce this tomorrow, I'll turn, if you're leader on this, I'll just turn to you, introduce the topic, i.e. read it out, and then turn to you to start the discussion.
Absolutely, I'm happy to do that. And I, for one, you know, either on or off list, would particularly, given that we're almost out of time, would welcome folks' views as to, you know, whether or not this modifier about within the confines of the multi-stakeholder bottoms-up process is actually relevant, and if so, how we should interpret it. You know, I personally think that we've got a much bigger problem at the board level, or potential for a bigger problem at the board level than we do as volunteers within the GNSO level. I understand everybody might not agree with me on that, but, you know, I'd like to make sure that I'm kind of capturing what everyone's views are. So if you can send me your thoughts on or offline, I'll try and pull everything together, you know, by tomorrow morning and send it around to the list so that we can talk about, you know, where everybody thinks we should go versus where we are, et cetera.
Thanks, Christina. I think that's the same for all the topics, too, since we don't really have much time during these meetings to discuss that these particular issues. I think one thing that the board may not fully understand is that we use these weekend sessions to actually work through the policy issues as opposed to these overarching issues. And so a lot of times when we go into these discussions, we don't have canned answers or pre-prepared answers for the stuff. The next discussion, I'm hearing myself an echo here, is the CEO. My echo is actually accurate. So, Jonathan, you had made some comments on the CEO discussion. Do you want to take the lead on that one. I think it was some insightful comments you had.
So I'll take the lead. That's fine. But I would. I mean, I can take the lead all I like. I need input. So it would be great to get that both now and over email.
The idea is you just start off, get yourself in deep trouble, and then no one else says anything. Just lets you, you know, lie there.
And I would like to nominate for the next topic on participation. I would like to nominate Adrian, since it's his last meeting. Well, yeah, and because he so eloquently put the topic on the table. Adrian, would you be happy to do that?
Eloquently put, but he's a heat, and Christina didn't know what the hell I was talking about. So I am more than happy to have a crack.
Thank you, Adrian.
Have a crack at it.
Did you say addict or? Okay, thank you, Adrian. Okay, then the discussion on the jazz. This is an interesting one, as we talked about. It's not one that the council has a view on, and it'll certainly need to be premised with most of the comments are going to come in individual or stakeholder group constituency capacity. So I'm not sure there's a council view on the jazz report. Mary and Wendy, do one of you want to take the lead on that subject?
Actually, normally I would probably say yes, but as you said, we don't have a council view, and the board was very specific. I'm not sure what we'll be talking about.
Yeah, I think we had a... And maybe that's just it. Maybe we just say the council doesn't have a view. There's views by particular stakeholder groups and constituencies. The reason they put it on here, my guess, again, it's just a guess, is that in our resolution sending the jazz report to the board, we did say the council reserves its right to comment on it, and they may just be following up on that resolution, saying, okay, well, do you have a comment on it? So, Stefan and Mary?
Sorry, Mary, did you want to... I'm just asking myself the question of this topic being a board request. Do we need to lead into it, or should we not let them lead into it?
Well, we can let them ask the question. I think it's pretty clear that they're expecting something from the council, some answer.
So we should possibly let them clarify their question first, because it doesn't sound like we're at all clear at the moment exactly what it is that they're expecting as an answer.
Wendy? Oh, I'm sorry, Ching.
No, I'm just adding to refresh on the last time when we talked to the board in Singapore, the topic is actually sort of branded into a cross-community working group. What do they want? What do they see this working collaboration model? And we throw some ideas on with some good or bad pros and cons of this particular model. And so I think maybe we should just address this in a higher level way, to talk about and take jazz as one example of how the cross community collaboration model can be carry on. It's offering one of the option, and that was a topic.
Okay, I have Alan and then Mary.
I guess I would ask the question. That is, in the absence of any stakeholder group or constituencies making specific comments, is the board to assume that the GNSO has tacitly endorsed the paper or not? Because the board, the GNSO passed the paper on to the board. I don't think the resolution said we support it. And so the question is, if the board has to make a decision on this, what is the board to presume from the absence of any specific comments? There may or may not be some specific comments. What is the board to presume from the absence of any others?
So I have Mary, and that's a really good question. And it's probably something that's going to be discussed within the stakeholder groups and constituencies, I would assume, at this meeting. But let me go to Mary.
Actually, I had a similar comment and question as Alan's, and I had in mind, obviously, some perceptions amongst the community when the process was going on that either the council was a bottleneck or that the council wasn't saying anything about any of the reports. And given that the board is expected to make certain calls and decisions imminently about this. I'm not surprised they want that to be a topic. And quite aside from the fact that this is an important issue to my stakeholder group, I think that it is important for us to respond to the board. Like I said, I just don't know what we can say. So my suggestion would be, and for this, I think it will only work if my colleagues are able to speak to this, is, as you say, Jeff, to say, well, the council hasn't taken a view on this, even though, you know, we can and probably will be talking about this, but that in terms of the discussion, not only might we want to hear the board's views or individual board member views on this, but that individual constituencies and stakeholder groups should be prepared, I think, during this discussion to raise their points and their feedback directly to the board, and I'll facilitate that. But I should think that that's the only way this discussion can happen.
And just to remind, I mean, there is a public session on the JAS report. I can't remember if it's Monday or Wednesday. I'm hoping it's Monday, which is also hard because it's also before our constituency day. I was hoping it was Wednesday, that because I know the registries won't get a chance to talk about it anymore until Tuesday. But I think that's a good point. So, Mary, do you want to, before I go to Stefan, do you want to lead that discussion?
Yeah, and I think I saw heads nodding around the table, so that makes me feel a little comfortable, because I would feel very uncomfortable. And I think a lot of us feel very uncomfortable if at that point the board says, well, can we hear from some constituencies and stakeholder groups? And our only response is, well, we're not talking about it till Tuesday. And I just don't want that to be the case.
Okay, Stefan?
Yeah, no, I fully agree with what you said, Mary. I think, you know, if we get this question from the board, then certainly while managing the topic itself, the only response that I can give as chair is exactly that, just go back to the resolution and look at that. Then obviously the board may well ask, and I think your question is excellent, Alan, because it's bound to happen. The board may well ask, well, what do individual GNSO groups think? And the problem that we have there, obviously, is that we may not have had time to discuss that by the time we had this meeting. So I think to the extent that councillors representing their groups are willing to give a personal opinion, I think that would be useful. But we would have to be very clear that at council level, the only opinion, if you will, that we have is the one that we voted on.
So I got Alan and then Ching.
I certainly can't presume to speak on behalf of stakeholder groups or constituencies, and Stefan, you're not allowed to speak on behalf of them. But I cannot imagine any of the major groups we're talking about having objections and not saying so. So implicitly, the absence of objections implies tacit agreement. Now, not sure any of us can say that, but I don't think the board can draw any other conclusion, because there aren't many groups around here who would hate it and not but sort of mention it by the way.
I would argue that not everyone would agree with you that not saying anything means I agree.
I agree that not saying anything doesn't mean you agree, but vehemently disagreeing, I think one is obliged to say that. So the absence of disagreement implies tacit agreement, if not active agreement.
So does that mean if we're all silent on that, we tacitly agree that tacitly agreeing is agreeing?
I'm giving a personal opinion, not talking on behalf of anyone, but I don't see how else one can read that.
Let me go to Ching.
Hi. Actually, Stefan, you mentioned, and Alan, so it's either a personal opinion or actually a stakeholder, I mean, the stakeholder group opinion. I mean, for example, the registry stakeholder group, we have submitted a very supportive, position on this. And actually, for Stefan as a chair, there's way, you've mentioned that perhaps based on the resolution, you can talk to the board about a particular yes or no position, or actually you probably should throw the ball back to the court and say, the board, we have come to the sort of a, a supportive agreement on, for example, another cross-community working group, which is the one character, that one character IADN GTOD, and the board decided to say let's actually defer that maybe to a later stage. Without especially saying what would be the reason. So actually, they can make a decision, and they without actually asking much input from the other stakeholder groups. So I guess actually, Stefan, you can try to see what happens and take what strategy you would like to move with them.
Okay, Thomas.
I think that needy applicant support is imperative to be ready when the application window opens for ICANN to be seen as being inclusive at the global level. Yet I do see enormous difficulties for that to actually happen and give applicants sufficient time to prepare. At the same time, I think Mary is completely right in pointing out that the question will be where's the bottleneck, and the GNSO should avoid to be seen to be the bottleneck for that. So while I do agree that it might not be an option to construe the absence of comments as consensus or agreement, one might consider to at least say that the absence of comments at this stage shall not be construed as opposition. And that discussions are going to take place in the coming days, and that the GNSO is going to get back to the board as soon as they can.
Yeah, I think it's also important to note that in the resolution that we passed, we did say we want to see the implementation plan, right? Because the JAS report has a lot of concepts in it, and the concepts may be completely agreeable, and we can completely support them, but you want to see how it's being implemented. So we did reserve the right in that resolution to look at their implementation plan and provide comments. So that's one thing that we do need to, I think, remind the board that we're all waiting to see how it's going to be implemented and comment on that as well. Okay, so Mary's going to lead that one. We have three other topics that are on their lower priority, so we may or may not get to them. But we do have an hour and a half with the board. So there's the discussion on consumer trust, the consequences of the new GTLD program on the organization, and the who is discussion. Any volunteers for leaders on any of those? I mean, I can volunteer for the GNSO organization with the interpretation that Marilyn had. I will note that there's two possible interpretations of the topic, and I'll ask them which one they meant. But I can try to lead that one if you guys want.
Could you? You don't think it would work to ask them ahead of time?
I will ask them. That's not a guarantee of getting an answer. So yes, I will ask them. So then we have the who is discussion and the consumer trust. What's that? You would, Mary? Sorry.
I think John Barat just said he can lead consumer trust in Adobe.
That will be
remotely, yes.
Good. John, are you prepared to? Oh, we don't have voice audio for this one. Well, that's good. If anyone, I think that'll be a good test of how well the remote facilities work. So I think that's actually a good idea. So John will take the consumer trust. Who is? I've put to kind of the last one. I'm not sure there's any update that we can really give. I'm not sure how appropriate it would be to make Liz kind of the leader. But we can't really make Liz the leader, but we can ask her to give the update as to what's going on with the studies. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm doing just a short update you can hand them on the facts, but I think what they're looking for is how you all think it's going to inform policy.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I think it would be difficult to ask a member of staff to lead a topic. In that way, I think the board is expecting an answer from us. Either we agree to not have one yet, which is fine, but I don't think we can look to staff for help on this.
So the only and I agree with that it should be someone on the council. The only point I do want to stress is the fact that the council's not taking any action doesn't mean that it's not important and doesn't mean that we're not closely watching what's going on with the studies and what's going on with the WHOIS review team, which is doing some work now too, which is, I thought was supposed to wrap up pretty shortly. I'm not sure where they are in their progress, but just want to make it known that we're still watching that. It's not like we're not doing anything. So, Stefan, you want to take the lead on that one? We'll find a leader. I'll force Stefan to lead it.
No, I won't. I can't both chair and lead any topics, I think. So I will happily pass that very, very generous offer, Jeff.
Okay, we'll find a leader in the next 24 hours. Anybody else have any comments before we move on to the whatever is scheduled for 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock? Is that what time? 2 o'clock. UDRP, big subject. So I think we need to take a little bit of break so we can get the recording started and start the remote participation up again.
Yeah, you need to say stop.
So, operator, can you start the recording?
Stop
this recording, although I'm not sure this one was recorded. So, yes, operator, can you start the recording for the next session?
The operator's not on. If they were not on the next session, I'm calling them now.
Thank you. So let's take a couple minutes. Please don't leave the tables for very long so we can start. The UDRP is scheduled for an hour discussion, and I have a feeling it might be a subject